Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I live by myself in an apartment, which just happens to be very close to a Walmart. It's easy to go out and get my shopping done because it's less than a mile away. All I have to do is leave my apartment complex parking lot and drive for less than a minute down a busier street. Then I pull into the parking lot. Because of this, I've gone to that particular Walmart many times since moving into my place a little over a year ago. This story happened about 2 months back. It was probably like 8 or 9 at night. I'm not really sure exactly. But I was realizing that I needed to go grocery shopping because I was out of a lot of things. I planned to just go the next day, but I then remembered that I would be busy for most of it. I made the decision then that I would just get it over with and go shopping right now. It wouldn't take too long, maybe about 30 minutes. The Walmart was so close anyways. So I left my apartment and walked out to my car. My apartment complex has several large buildings and a large parking lot in the middle. After I got into my car, I drove the probably 2 minutes that it took to arrive at the Walmart. On this night, things seemed very quiet. The parking lot wasn't too full, and when I got inside the store, things were calm. There were other customers, but not a whole lot. I got a cart and walked around the aisles, trying to remember everything that I needed to buy. I always forget to make shopping lists, and that causes me to go all around the store sometimes. Finally, after probably 20 or 30 minutes, I had everything that I needed. It was maybe like 10 items, and I then headed up to the check lanes. I used a self-checkout and then left the store with my cart full of groceries. In the entire time that I was inside the store shopping, I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. I walked out to my car, put the groceries inside of it, and then started driving home. A car drove behind me, leaving the Walmart parking lot, and it then continued to follow me down the street. This meant absolutely nothing until the car turned into my apartment complex with me. It still was not that big of a deal, and I figured that they lived there too. The car was a smaller and older looking sedan, but I couldn't tell you the exact make or model. I'm no car expert. I found a parking space near my building and then parked. The parking lot is basically a free-for-all. There's no documentation required or anything, and luckily the parking lot's never full. I noticed that the car that had been driving behind me parked near where I did, but across on the other side facing another building. Meanwhile, I was facing my building. I hadn't seen the car before, but I also never really paid that much attention. After I got out, I took all three of my Walmart bags that I had and started to head inside my apartment building. As I did so, I heard footsteps behind me, coming from the guy who was driving the other vehicle. I had assumed that he would have gone into the other building. Now it was apparent that he was going into mine. He sped up a little bit as I got closer to my door. Now, I always went in the side door that was right by the stairs. I used it because it was faster than taking the front door and walking down the hall to the stairs or waiting for the elevator. I found it a little bit strange that this guy was also going to the door. Most other people walked in the front. By the time I reached the side door, he was only like 5 feet behind me. I did get a little bit suspicious, but this man probably lived here, although I had never seen him before. He wore shorts, a dark gray sweatshirt with the hood up, and was carrying a Walmart bag. I didn't really want to let him in, but I didn't even know half the people that lived in my building, so I figured that he lived there, and I did let him in. I held the door for like a second extra as he walked in after me. I was hoping that he would walk for the hallway on the first floor as I went up the stairs to my apartment. But no, he went up the stairs after me, on the second. When I got there, I opened the door and headed down the hallway, and the man behind me did the same. By this point, I was feeling really suspicious, but also telling myself that this was just a coincidence. I soon made it to my door, which was the second one on the left, not too far down the hallway. There was a door directly across from me on the other side of the hallway as well. As I got to my door, I took out my keys to unlock it, and the man walked to the door across the hall. I looked over my shoulder and saw the man facing my neighbor's door across the hallway and pulling out his phone. I felt relief and assumed that he was my neighbor's friend or something. Then I opened up my door and went inside. The first thing that I did after entering was walk to my kitchen counter and put the three grocery bags on top of it. Literally right after I set them all down, I heard my apartment door start to open. I looked over and saw the man walking right in. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Out of instincts, I ran for the nearest room, which was a bathroom only a few feet away. I was able to get inside and close and lock the door, and I yelled at him to leave now or I was going to call the police. He didn't say anything back to me, though. I hoped that he wouldn't try to enter the bathroom, and luckily he didn't. He just stood right inside the doorway for a while, and I heard him lock my front door. Then he moved into the kitchen area, and then the living room. I wanted to leave, but I didn't think that man was far enough away. I didn't know if he would chase after me. I was wondering what he wanted and why he was in my apartment. Then it sounded like he was walking into my bedroom. When he did, I opened up the bathroom door and ran for my front door. Then I unlocked it as I heard the man walking back from my bedroom to where I was. I was able to make it outside into the hallway, and I then sprinted for the stairs. After getting downstairs, I went into the lobby and called the police. The lobby felt safe for whatever reason. It had a few tables, chairs, and the mailroom was there as well. I waited there the entire time for the police to show up, and I did not see the man at all in that time. I would guess that it took the police about 10 minutes. Soon, they appeared out front, and I ran out to let them in. I told them my unit number and waited in the lobby when they went up. But when they got up there, unfortunately, the man had left. I went back up to my apartment to see it quite messed up. The man had stolen a number of things from me. This was really frustrating, but I was okay, which was the good part, and now he was gone. I spoke with officers for about an hour and then filled out a police report. Then they left, and I was pretty scared for the rest of the night, just after what had happened. The guy didn't come back or anything though, obviously. I don't think he was ever found either. After this, I'm extremely careful now. I also haven't been back to that Walmart since. The man must have seen me shopping inside, and for whatever reason decided to follow me to my apartment. A few years ago, I used to work as a Walmart cashier. This is a job that I only had for about 3 months. I would typically work afternoons and evenings, and I was only part-time. I should also mention that I was a 17-year-old female at the time, and I'm in my 20s now. This was my second job ever, and really wasn't that bad. I would just scan items for customers, and most of my shifts were anywhere from 4 to 8 hours long. One time, I was working 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the check lanes. Things started out fairly busy, and slowly got quieter as the night went on. I was kept busy for almost the entire time, with many customers going through my line. Most of the customers were nice, but every now and then there would be a strange one or a rude one. I would always try to be polite and sometimes make pleasant conversation. Early on in my shift, probably about an hour into it, a man came into my check lane. I don't remember what he bought, but it was just a couple of items. When he got face to face with me to pay, he asked me what time I got off of work. I told him that I got off at 9, not thinking much of it, assuming he was just making conversation with me. The guy was a little bit taller than me, so not very tall. I'm only 5'3". He also had short dark hair, like a buzz cut, and was wearing baggy shorts and a t-shirt. After I told him when I got off, he said, "See you then," and kind of smiled. Then he took his items and walked away. I took this as a joke because it honestly seemed like one to me, the way he smiled and sort of laughed. It was sure weird though, but whatever. I kept on working after that. Hours went by, and I forgot all about the man. But later that night, he actually showed up again. I was almost done with my shift and still working at the same register. Things were much quieter in the store now. I remember that as I was scanning items for a customer, I happened to notice the guy walking near me. He was coming from a direction as if he had just entered the store. When he got close to me, he looked at me and said, "Just 10 more minutes, right?" I looked at my watch, and it was 8:50. I was confused, but I just kind of said, yeah, and smiled a little. The guy then walked away, and I was left wondering why he was here again and why he asked me that. At that time, I was just glad that he had walked away. I kept working, still not thinking too much of it. 10 minutes later, when it was 9 o'clock now, I was done working and I left my check lane. I went in, clocked out, got my things, and then started walking for the exit. When I made it out of the store, I began walking to my car. I was parked at the far back end of the parking lot because it was really busy when I had got there. But I made it no farther than 10 feet when a car suddenly pulled up in front of me. It was this little red two-door car, and it stopped right in front of me. Before I could walk around it, the driver's window rolled down, and I could see the man was driving it. It was the same guy who had talked to me inside. He told me to get in his car on the passenger side. I said that I couldn't, and I started to walk around his car behind it. That's when he started backing up before I could get there. It was like he was trying to block my way with his car, and he told me again to get inside. He kept on nagging me, and I tried to walk farther away. At that point, I just started running. I was able to make it past his car, and I started running for mine. He then began to drive in the direction that I was running in. When I got to my car, I unlocked it and got inside. The man then pulled into the space next to mine before I could drive away. I knew that he would probably follow me wherever I went. At least my doors were locked, and I was away from him. He did not get out of his car, but instead rolled down a window again and tried talking to me some more. I ignored what he was saying, and I texted a coworker who I knew was still inside working. Before long, he told the store manager about it. I waited in my car and tried to ignore the man as best as I could. Within a couple of minutes, one of our store managers had walked out into the parking lot and approached the man's vehicle. He asked what the guy was doing and threatened to call the police if he didn't leave. The man finally started backing up and then drove away. I waited for a bit, and soon after, I left and went home. After that night, I never saw the man again. I worked there for maybe another month and then quit. Looking back, I'm grateful to my coworker and manager. I really believe that this guy would have followed me home in his car. I don't know exactly what he wanted, but it was a really bizarre situation. This is my true scary experience that happened this past May. It was a weekend, and a Saturday to be exact. I had a lot of shopping to do, and I did not have to work, so I decided to get an early start in the morning. There were a number of things that I had to get, and I will spare you the boring details of everything, but basically, I'd be going to about 4 different stores around town. I live in a suburban area where they have just about everything nearby, and most of the stores are only a few miles apart, but not all of them. When I got groceries, I would always go to a local supermarket, so I decided that would be my last stop. My first stop was Walmart, and I don't typically go there. In fact, I hadn't been to this particular Walmart in over a month that I started out at. I made the 10-minute drive or so from my house to the Walmart, and I got there at probably like 9 a.m. The store was actually pretty quiet, and it made it easy to go in and find what I needed to, which is exactly what I did, and I was in the Walmart for maybe like 10 minutes. That was long enough, though, for me to notice a guy staring at me for an uncomfortably long amount of time. He was wearing sunglasses and a black baseball cap with no logo or anything on it. I spotted him when I was in the electronics area, and we were the only two people in that particular spot. I moved away a short time later, but I noticed the man again when I was up at the self-checkouts. I was checking out, and he was just standing a ways away. After I left the store, I walked out and got into my car. I did not bother to look behind me, and I wasn't worried that the guy might be following me or anything like that. As far as I was concerned, he was still inside of the store. So, after that, I drove to the next store I needed to go to, which was a clothing store only about 5 minutes away. When I got there, I parked and went inside, only to see the same man a couple of minutes later. I thought that it was a coincidence at first. He wasn't staring at me now, but walking a ways away and looking in another direction. I went on with what I was getting and was inside for maybe 15 or 20 minutes in this store. But after I left this store, I began to get really suspicious. When I was walking to my car, I could tell that the guy was walking behind me. This parking lot was quieter and smaller than Walmart's, so it was easier to tell. He wasn't like right behind me or anything, but a ways back. Still, I could tell that he was behind me. I got inside of my car and then looked around for him. He got inside of a vehicle that was a little ways away, parked. I left and kept my eye on him as I did. I made sure that he didn't follow my car out right behind me, and he actually didn't. He was still parked when I got onto the road. I went to another store and didn't notice or see him there at all. Then I only had one more place to go. That was the grocery store. The grocery store was not all that big and had somewhat of a smaller parking lot as well. After I parked my car and went inside, I shopped, all without seeing the man. I actually forgot about him entirely. After finishing my shopping and walking to my vehicle, it was as soon as I stepped outside that I noticed him again. He was sitting in his car, but I could see him watching me as I walked to my car. It was obvious because there weren't many cars in the parking lot at all, and nobody was parked next to him on either side. I didn't know what the deal was. There was no way that this was just a crazy coincidence anymore. He didn't even go inside the store, but just stayed in his car. For a moment, I actually thought about confronting him, but immediately decided not to. I just went to my car, put the groceries in the back, and then started to drive home. As soon as I left the parking lot, though, this time the man pulled out right behind me. Now the car was on my tail as I drove home. I didn't know what to do. Obviously, I know now, looking back, I should have probably driven my car to a police station. In the moment, though, I didn't think of it. I have no excuses why I didn't, but I was just driving home and hoping that the man would not go all the way there with me. But he did. For 10 minutes, he remained right on my tail, all the way until I got to my street. Now, when I reached my street, I knew that I had to do something, so I drove right past my house. After that, I went to the next street over and then made a right. This put me back on a somewhat busier road, and I knew the area pretty well. Not long after this, the guy made an opposite turn than I did. I was surprised, but it felt so good to see him not behind me anymore, and I turned around at the next opportunity and headed back to my house. At this point, it only took me about a minute to get back to my place. After I got on my street, I pulled into my driveway. I got out of my car and grabbed a few bags to bring them into my house. It was at this moment that I started to see a car pulling onto my street. It was the man, and I could tell. Now, he was still a far ways away, but would likely see me when he got closer. My car was right in my driveway, in plain view of anybody that would drive past. I sprinted to my house and unlocked the door and got inside as quick as possible. I literally just made it in a second before he drove past. I watched from my front window as the car slowed down and almost came to a complete stop. But it didn't quite stop completely. It went probably 2 or 3 miles per hour. This went on for about 30 seconds as it slowly made its way down the street right in front of my house. Then, suddenly, the car veered to the left and sped up. I watched it then drive down the rest of the street and even left my house to make sure that it was gone. Sure enough, it went onto another street. Then, I went to my car and brought the rest of my groceries and items inside. I went back in and checked out the window several more times to make sure that the guy didn't come back. I never saw him since. I really don't know who the guy was or what he was doing. He was definitely following me around, but for what reason, I don't know. The creepy thing is that he likely knows where I live. I'm hoping that he never decides to come back and that I never see him again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.